we're just sitting on the couch watching Outlander and Big Brother now. Because you have to keep up with Big Brother, because if you listen to Big Fatty, he's going to spoil something. And bless his heart, you know, I listen to him every day. I listen to his show every day now because I'm caught up with all my podcasts. I'm in an era of my life where I'm only liking certain podcasts. And yes, Big Fatty has made it to the list. I know it's shocking, but it's on the list of ones that I can tolerate at the moment. But it's a very small list. And so I listen to it every day because I'm always out of podcasts to listen to.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I can tolerate Big Fatty. He's gonna spoil Big Brother.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4804. BFO for Wednesday the 8th of July 2026, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me,
a little show.
Oh, y'all, there's so many exciting things today, you'll just have to listen.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Aw, Chris.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
And a sweltering good morning to you. How about me? You too. Hello, house guest Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, your house guest today, because... Y'all, right after I finished recording yesterday's little show, y'all, they put out an announcement that they were going to announce the house guest for Big Brother on the YouTubes Tuesday at high noon. And I'm going to tell you about the house guest and my first impressions of each one of them a little bit later. But y'all wishing us our good morning, Big Fatty. Y'all, that was that first one. Y'all, was a brand new greeting there. Y'all, you know, you can send in your own good morning, Big Fatty greeting. Just send it to Ruined at BigFattyOnline.com. Yes, Big Fatty, and I'll feature it at some point. Oh, yeah, at some point, you know, kind of like a voice letter that you got last week. Well, there's that. But y'all, let's see, wishing us a good morning. Y'all, that was Brendan over there in the UK, and y'all, that was followed by, Chris. And finally, y'all, that was Digger of Digger and T. Wiggles.
For Mr. Moose and Mr. Green Jeans too, and jolly old Captain Kangaroo are asking you to stay in the treasure house today.
Oh, Big Fatty, we don't hear this music very often. No, I wish we heard it more often. Y'all, I awakened on Tuesday morning with a notification that there was a new member on Brothers, a ham map. Y'all, you don't know how excited I get when there's a new person joining. And y'all, this person, y'all, they're in Daly City, California, which is south of San Francisco. Yo, by the way, I was looking at that. Yo, it looks like that Kathy Marshall and Daniel Scott Angel are just live right around the corner from each other. Big Fatty, unless they lied about their location. Yes, y'all, this person is anonymous, and they're a lurker, but they're in Daly City, and they joined the ham map. Y'all, you can do the same thing. Just go over there to BigFattyOnline.com and just click on Join the Ham Map up at the top. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello.
Speaking of that Kathy Marshall, y'all got another follow-up question here from So-So Question Month. Y'all, it came on the 18th of February, and y'all, it came from Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon says, would you say this is a true statement? I love L.H. Vader like a son. Well, now, Miss Bacon found this SSQ to be funny enough to merit a snort laugh all the way from South Dakota, which the SSQD has learned is just over the border, the border wall from North Dakota. There should be a larger welcome to North Dakota sign, though. If Big Fatty loved Larry H. Vader like a son, the SSQD would like to believe that Big Fatty would be worried sick about L.H. Vader's many trips to the Lost Wages. Is L.H. Vader developing a relationship with unsavory characters from the gay underworld? Is LHV accruing millions of dollars of gambling debt? Well, y'all, the death's follow-up question is, does Big Fatty ever worry that Larry H. Vader might be going to Salt Lake City instead of Lost Wages? Might he be a secret Mormon wife, one among many? Well, you know, the social question desk really comes up with some doozies, and this is one of them. And by the way, y'all, I'm not sure if Miss Bacon was posing the question of if the statement was true, I love L.H. Vader like a son. I'm sure if that was something in my opinion, or if it was hers, Big Fatty. But you know, she's got enough children, so she didn't need me as another child. But SSQD is an excellent follow-up question, and you know, I really had never even considered the idea that Vader was going to Salt Lake City. Perhaps he's singing in that big singing group they have out there. I think they meet on Saturdays out there. Yes, Big Fatty, on Saturdays.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 8th of July, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birthday. Now, y'all, two of my favorite people on the face of the earth, y'all, I'm not sure which of their places they are celebrating in today, but they have places in the Chicago's and in the San Francisco's and God knows wherever else. But y'all, they've been here to the villa. Y'all, they came to my very first crema party unannounced. Y'all, it was a crema surprise for Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, they went to the Good Days many times. They went to Pride 48. Frequent contributors back in the day to Shark Week. Y'all, some of my favorite shark stories from one. Y'all, I'm just happy to announce that today is the anniversarium of Digga and T. Wiggles. Big Fatty, we love Digga and T. Wiggles, and I hope they get a big old piece of, well, a glass of gin.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
Big Fatty fired up the TV machine to watch that, y'all, they called it a broveal, like Big Brother reveal, broveal, y'all, stupid, just stupid. they showed parts of the house and everything, which they had already done, But y'all, then the Chin Bot introduced everybody to the new house guest. And y'all, therein lies the first clue. She only introduced us to the new house guests. Y'all, there were 14, 7 men and 7 women. Y'all just made a couple of quick notes about each one of them. Yes, because even the women, it's true. Y'all, Ashley was the first. I wrote down that she wouldn't shut up. She's a bartender and it was annoying in her thing. Y'all, and these introductions went on 3 or 4 minutes apiece. And y'all, she's got a tattoo between her two boobs. Y'all, Barrett, y'all, I'm not sure of his orientation, but y'all, the first picture of him was standing in front of a usual store because he had all the gay flags and all in the background. Y'all, he's obviously a super fan, and y'all, he's got the long curly hair. Y'all, Chuck, Chuck, y'all, he's African American, and y'all, clearly a bro. And but y'all, he's got some delicious muscles, so I'll be enjoying his muscles. Y'all, Drew was next. He's 22, definitely a bro, and you know, he's just kind of not hot surfer, but y'all, he loves his hair. And he's predicted that everybody in the world will recreate his haircut by the end of the summer. Haley, she's 29. Y'all, she seemed fairly normal, although on her left leg, y'all, it's a full leg tattoo on her, which I found interesting. Jason was next. Y'all, Alexia Viv and maybe even Joe Patance will enjoy this one. Y'all, Jason's 35, and y'all, he's a drag queen and has competed on that that Rude Paul competition. But y'all, he's hoping to find a husband in the Big Brother house. Y'all, I think that's how you spelled it. Coma, K-O-M-A. Big Fatty Coma in your situation. Y'all, he's a former MMA fighter. And y'all, he has delicious arm and chest tattoos. Just lovely. Y'all, Latrice, y'all, she's the oldest member of the new house guest. She's 57 years old, and she's divorced with 4 children, and she says if there's a man that wants her, she'll definitely consider it. Y'all, Lyric, is a female, 25. She's from the Hawaiian and is a lawyer. Mallory, she is an engineer, a big fatty like a choo-choo train. No, I don't think it's a choo-choo train engineer. But y'all, I wrote down, y'all, she's just kind of homely. You know, I don't think, you know, she'll be getting a showmance. Melody, y'all, she's 24, and y'all, she's a quiz program host. Now, y'all, I don't know what quiz program she hosts, but that's how she's introduced. She's just ditzy blonde. Rome, he is 28 years old, and he's a pickleball coach. Oh, big fatty, Digger wouldn't like him. Big Digger doesn't like pickles. No, he doesn't. Y'all, Taylor is an African-American lady, and y'all, I didn't write a single thing down about her. She's just kind of, we'll see if there's something that comes up during the season. And y'all, finally, there was Yash. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, he's definitely bro-y. But y'all, he hopes to have a showmance with a short woman who's a hairdresser. It's kind of a specific person he wants to have a showman's with. But y'all, at the end, now that's 14 people. But at the end, Chinbot said, "Oh, but there are others that will join them, and we'll tell you about them later." So y'all, I guess those are the returning players or the players from other TV programs. And so, y'all, Thursday, Tamari, 8 p.m., CBS, the premiere. But, y'all, they have moved into the house. I heard that there was a last-minute change on one of the house guests. Y'all, that's why they don't announce it too far out, because you never know when you're going to have to make a change. Yes, Big Freddy! Dear Gussie, y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, it was a quiet evening here in the villa. Y'all, it was probably around 6 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, I get a textimonium. It says, are break ready. Your new spectacles are ready for pickup. So I said, well, you know what? I'm not going to go right now because the traffic will be... a little bit too much, but you know, maybe after I watch the NBC Nightly News. Y'all, what is that? Y'all, that is the last little bit of the cheesecake from the weekend. But y'all, I watched the NBC Nightly News with Tom Yamas. When it was over, I hopped in Earl Grey and went and picked up my new spectacles. Y'all, you know, my prescription changed a little bit, but y'all, the clarity at the different, you know, I have progressive lenses, and the clarity at each level is noticeably better, in my opinion. Big Fatty, who else's opinion matters? No one. And so, y'all, I came back home, and y'all, I didn't turn on the sports ball, even though the Atlanta Braves got the asses beat by the Metropolitans. And y'all, they're up there in Mr. Tim Kumal country Tuesday evening. They're evidently there's some sort of pirate ship or something like that. Scoundrels. And so, y'all, I read more in my Apple Snack book. Slept like a baby. Got up. Had my normal routine. Y'all, there's no senior size this week or next week. And y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, I'll be heading over to Shady Pines for supper, Tuesday night. And y'all, needless to say, the anticipation. Y'all, I hope you're going to watch the Big Brother, because if you're not... yes, Big Fatty, unsubscribe starting on Thursday. You probably already have, but you know, that's okay. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Crooked Hat. Y'all, he and Mittens are, y'all, they're down there in the Southern Hemisphere. Crooked Hat, what are you thinking about when you get back to Arkansas?
I can tolerate Big Fatty. He's gonna spoil Big Brother.
Well, you know, you're just gonna have to change your underpants. Big Fatty, he said spoiler, not soiler.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.